you want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining us this evening is our very special guest, author Jim Mars, and also online with us is our news director, Annie DeRiso. And Annie and I were chatting during the top of the hour break, and we've decided to put her blockbuster questions off until five after. And that's our first segment because we don't want her to be interrupted. And it could require from Jim a rather long-winded answer, I think. So, Jim, let me go to another topic in the interim here, and one that I want to know about, and one that I know you have an opinion about, and that's that missile firing some weeks back off the coast of California. What did you make of that?
Well, wasn't that interesting? You're talking about November the 8th of last year?
Yes.
And Obama was already on his way to Asia, and the U.S. dollar was weakening all around the world. And on November the 8th, television crews and helicopter out off Los Angeles videotaped what appeared to be a missile launch coming out of the water, going up into the sky, heading in a northwestern direction. And the news contacted the military and Edwards Air Force Base, and they said, no, we haven't launched anything. But then pretty quickly they came back and said, however, whatever this was, it did not constitute any direct threat to the United States.
We don't know what it is, but it can't hurt us.
That's right. And then within a few days, now keep in mind this was never an official explanation, but various spokesmen, probably egged on by the Pentagon, said, oh, well, that was just a misinterpreted airline contrail. You know, it actually was coming from the east and heading towards Los Angeles, and it was some kind of optical illusion to making it look like it was going straight up in the air, you know. Now, I wondered about that. I don't claim to be a missile expert, but then I got a call from a close friend of mine who had been a missile launch officer for the Air Force in North Dakota. Excuse me. And he said, hey, that was a missile launch. And then I get to reading other people, other knowledgeable experts. For example, Air Force, retired Air Force General, Brigadier General Jim Cash, a former director of NORAD, all right? And here's what he said. My opinion is absolutely no doubt that what was captured on video off the coast of California was a missile launch. It was clearly observed by NORAD, assessed by four-star general in minutes, and passed to the president. And he said, the question that still must be answered is why NORAD's muted response was simply that North America was not threatened. Excuse me.
Okay.
And later, our government approved the lame excuse that the picture was simply an aircraft.
Well, anyone who saw that knows it wasn't an aircraft. So in your best estimation, Jim, what in the heck was it?
Well, I have to agree with the Russians, who said that it was a Chinese submarine known to be operating in that area. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, I know. I went through the same thing, and we'll pick that up when we come back from the break and not allow you to get a drink of water, Jim. And when we come back, we'll put a cap on that, and then we'll go straight out to Annie. Stay tuned, everybody. More after these words from our sponsors.
They say every distance is not near.
Internet.
introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, everybody, and joining us is Jim Mars. And before we go to Annie, Jim, I wanted to allow you to put a cap on that story regarding the missile launch in November off our western coastline. And so do you think it was the Chinese?
Well, the Russians said it was the Chinese and they picked up the signal from satellite. And what's really fascinating to me is they said that they were, it was a test. Well, I think it was actually it's twofold. It was a test and also it was a little show of strength. You see, back in August, the U.S. Navy was over in the South China Sea in joint exercises with South Korea, and they were firing off missiles and kind of flexing their muscles and saying, hey, rattling our sabers. Look how tough we are. And of course, Obama was getting ready to go over to the G20 conference there in, Taiwan, and this was the Chinese going, hey, we got some stuff too. And the fact that they were able to come up to within 30 miles of our west coast, fire off a missile, and get away with it tells us that we got some real problems going on, you know? I think we should be more concerned about that than a bunch of yahoos over in Afghanistan and Iraq that's got RPGs and AK-47s.
No, I know, but you have to understand here, the people in Afghanistan, if we get that Central Asian pipeline completed, that stands to make the multinationals a whole lot of money. And, you know, national security be damned, because in some people's mind, we're not going to be a country much longer.
Exactly. That falls right in their plan.
Okay.
By the way, Dave, you may not be aware, but on January the 2nd of this year, another missile went off in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Texas, off Padre Island, was photographed by a lot of people down there, and they sent it to the Corpus Christi television station, and they aired it, and they checked with the U.S. military, and they said, no, this is not ours. So here's another missile fired off. And you didn't hear about that, did you?
Actually, Annie did cover that.
Okay, good.
I got quite a gal as a news director.
That's
she,
right.
She did pick up on that.
She's on top of it.
She is on top
so
of it.
So what is all
you
this? And the other thing that was interesting was that the Russians said that this was also a test, that they were testing a EMP weapon, an electromagnetic pulse weapon, and to see if they could localize it and also see what the response time would be of the U.S. military. And if that's the case, then it's really interesting to note that about the same time, on November the 8th, that they were taking pictures of this missile going up, the giant cruise ship, Carnival Splendor, went dead in the water about 200 miles out, and all their engines went out, all their electronics went out. You know, whoa, wait a minute. But the real thing that I think is pretty creepy is that it took the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan and Coast Guard ships 11 hours to get out there to bring aid to that stricken ship. So does this mean that China can slip up to our coast, fire a missile off? It takes 11 hours. They'll have to get away? Come on.
Well, that, too, it's also suggestive of the fact that there might have been an EMP component to this.
Right. Exactly.
That's what
advanced,
it says to me.
Advanced technology. And I think the reason that the Pentagon, of course, has to downplay this and act like that's not happening, tells it's a contrail, is simply think of the absolute billions of dollars that we have wasted on a Star Wars missile defense system that obviously didn't stop somebody from firing a missile off 30 miles off of Los Angeles.
Oh, Jim, we haven't wasted the money. I've enjoyed paying my tax dollars so the kids of the Raytheon Corporation CEO can get his kids braces. I don't have a problem with that. Anyway, let's go to Annie. We've held off on that long enough, but let me just first say, as soon as we've explored this next topic with Jim, we're going to open it up for your phone calls at 1-800-313-9443. And Annie, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, Jim and Dave, this is really going to change direction of what we've been talking about here, but overall, I think it really plays into it. And, Jim, I wanted to ask you a question about the ancient astronaut theory. You know, we have Sumerian texts from 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. They tell us about visitors from other worlds, ancient pictographs, you know, from all over the world that appear to, you know, depict space travelers. I mean, we have UFOs in ancient art as far back as the 1400s. Our astronauts, Edgar Mitchell and Gordon Cooper, have reported seeing their craft and have made statements that they believe that they are visiting us here. And, you know, that there are entities, you know, that are not from Earth. I mean, we've seen strange craft all over Washington, D.C., Phoenix, all around the world. Personally, I believe they're just like us, you know, in that they consist of the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, so my question is, being they've been here for so long, thousands of years, do you think they interfere or have any control or influence over world affairs and some of our world leaders, such as the powers to be, you know, the New World Order? I know that's quite a question, but
well, you're,
I just wanted to throw it out here.
You're beginning to sound like David Icke, who's claiming that the Bush family and the royal family of England are nothing but a bunch of shape-shifting alien reptilians that are trying to run the world, which, of course, I realize how bizarre that sounds. But then when you consider their bizarre behavior, it's like, what in the world is going on? Let me put it this way. I'm in touch with a retired military intelligence agent who got hit with some of the early prototype of chemtrail. That was when it was coming down as spidery fibers. It was being reported on all across the country. He got hit with some of this stuff, and it really caused him a health problem. So he got really mad, and he started working with the U.S. Army remote viewers. Those were the psychic warriors who were used during the Cold War to spy on the Russians. psychic ability. And I know that sounds pretty far out, too. But if you've read my book, Psi-Spies, P-S-I, Psi-Spies, then you know that that was very real. And this was a technology developed by the CIA and then passed along to the U.S. Army and then along to other government agencies. And he began to look into this chemtrail thing, and he told me that he was beginning to understand what that was about, but he couldn't quite find the term to express it. And a little later, he got back to me, and he said, you know, I think I found the term to express what's going on with the chemtrailing. I said, well, what is that? He said, terraforming. In other words, they're changing the environment of the planet.
Why?
Now, who would want to change the environment of the planet?
Yeah.
Okay, except maybe somebody who was not from this planet. Now, the thing is, reports of things flying through the air and strange beings goes all the way back through history. But you have to understand that up until probably the 60s, most people didn't think there was any kind of life outside the Earth. I remember my own mother back in the 50s when I was reading Arthur C. Clarke and Isaac Asimov, all these other science fiction writers, and she's saying, don't clutter your head with that nonsense. There's nothing outside the Earth. So when they heard these stories and got these accounts, they just wrote it off as mythology or dementia or, you know, just too much grog. And it's only been in the last, since the 60s, that people begin to understand that, hey, we can travel between other worlds, and then perhaps they could travel here. So that makes us go back and look at those Sumerian tablets in a whole different light. Perhaps they weren't just making up stories of mythological gods. Maybe they were talking about things that they knew to be true and that had actually happened to them. And if that's the case, then we have to ask ourselves, well, wait a minute. If there were these ETs on this world, you know, 10,000 years ago or more, did they all just leave, or are some of them still here? Well, you know, that answer, I think, can be found by looking at the history that we know of Western civilization, which we've been taught is just a slow evolutionary climb from hunter-gatherers, you know, to cave dwellers, to towns and villages, and finally city-states, and finally nations, and, you know, getting more technology all the time. But that's not really what we find in the historical record. We find stories of the flying shields of the Romans, the flying boats of the Egyptians, the dragons of the Chinese, the Vayamas, the flying machines of the Hindu Vedas, all over the world. And we have all these strange anomalies all around the world that do not fit in with our convenient little history. So it appears that there's some folks on and around this world that may not be us. Well, if that's the case, then where are they today? Well, I don't think they'd be content to just be one member of the Planet of the Apes, you know? They'd be like Charlton Heston on the Planet of the Apes, right? They don't want to be just another of the apes. Yeah. They want to control the apes. But the problem is, there's 6.5 billion apes. You can't control them physically. So how do you control them? You control them through deceit and manipulation.
Now, how about depopulation?
Depopulation. You try to cut the population, which, by the way, they do about every 20 years through some big war, right? And if you go back and look at it, well, you can just go back to American Revolution and then the Civil War, World War One, World War Two. So it seems like it's always the best and the brightest that go off to war. So not only are they culling the human population, they're also dumbing it down. I know I became aware of that fact during Vietnam when I went for more than a few draft physicals.
Let's pick this up, Jim. We come back from the break, and then we'll open it up for the audience calls. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jim and Annie on the other side.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Jim Mars 101, okay? All right, you read all my books, you know all the details, and you can go back and find the sources.
Hello, Jim. Okay, anyway, let me bring us back in. Our special guest this evening is Jim Mars, and also joining us is our news director, Anna DeRiso. In just a moment, you'll be joining us with your phone calls. And, Jim, I want to go back to one thing you said. If it's possible, certainly there's chemtrails going on for something, and they're not normal contrails. And I don't want to really go down that avenue. But if the planet's being changed for some reason, might explain why we see the plethora of underground bases.
That's true. It's exactly true. I think what's happening there is that these wealthy elite, the plutocrats, if you will, are playing their usual game of playing both ends against the middle. I think they know, and I think that's why you see things speeding up. I think they feel like they're on a deadline. They know something's getting ready to happen on this planet, this whole planet. Now, in fact, it's already underway. We can see the Pacific Ring of Fire is already acting up. We can see earthquake activity happening. Volcanoes are starting to go. The magnetic north is now shifting. All kinds of stuff is happening. And they know that this could get really bad, like if the axis should totally reverse, which hasn't happened in the past, apparently. This could be, you know, 500-mile-an-hour winds, huge tidal waves, kind of a 2012 movie-type thing. But I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I'm not sure they're sure that's going to happen. So they're playing both ends. They're digging huge underground bases or cities, self-contained. But I think they realize if it gets too rough, that might not save them. So I think that lends some support to the idea that there are bases on the moon and perhaps on Mars, And that's that $2.3 trillion that Rumsfeld announced the Pentagon could not account for the day before 9/11. I think that's what that went for.
And what a great distraction that was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, certainly there is a secret space program. You and I have had a private meeting to that effect. And by the way, Jim, since my mother has now passed, you know, and my father passed 26 years ago, I'm at liberty to share more with you, and perhaps I'll have you back, and we'll do a show where we'll talk about the secret space program.
Right, right.
But,
I don't think they know if it's going to get that bad. So to cover their backside, they, if it gets that bad, they'll go somewhere and hide out. If it doesn't get that bad, then they want to go ahead and control what's going on here, and that's why we see the push for this new world order.
Exactly. Okay, let's go out to the lines and welcome Jeff from Massachusetts. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Jim and Annie.
Oh, yes. How's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Oh, no. Now, as far as a suitcase nuke going off, one of the things that always makes me nervous, because I work in the Boston area, is a suitcase nuke going off in the Boston area. I mean, it makes me nervous. Any East Coast city, like Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., major cities. And the reason why I mentioned Boston is the historical significance of this city. I mean, Boston's one of the oldest cities in the country. It has the biggest mosque in the Northeast, or one of the biggest, in the New England area, and it's built upon landfill, certain parts of Boston. So Jim, what do you think about the possibility of a false flag attack happening in the Boston area, or even an Islamic attack happening? Because it's home of a lot of universities, and it would definitely rock the country, along with New York, Washington, D.C., or other major cities.
Okay, very, very good. Jeff, let's give Jim a chance to answer.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I think Boston definitely would be a prime target, as, of course, New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, Dallas, perhaps. But I'll tell you, my thought is that the next false flag attack, if that's what it is, will probably happen in middle America somewhere, because after 9/11, everybody in the country, of course, felt great sympathy and empathy for the people in New York, but you know, out in the Midwest and down the Southwest, it's like, well, you know, those Yankees up in New York, you know, that's what they get for living in that big old city. And so I think they're probably going to hit somewhere like Omaha or Kansas City or something like that. Then that way everybody in the whole country is going to go, holy moly, nobody's safe, you know?
That makes sense. And also, too, there's a video game out called The Homefront, talking about a North Korean invasion of America, and I'm serious. I was watching some of the previews of it, and it is no joke. And video games and movies have always been a predictor of the future. Look at the first 10 minutes of Demolition Man, how the police are militarized, how the police are driving around in Humvees and military-style helicopters. The first 10 minutes, that's our future. Guys, have a good one.
Thank you, caller. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, are we there? Boy, that was an interesting interruption there. The rest of you guys, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
It's not the first time, Jim, we've been messed with, and it seems like that when you're on, we can count on an event. At least this time I wasn't shot at. Anyway, Jeff, I don't know what happened to you, but thanks so much for your call. I think Jeff raises some good points, Jim. Because whether you're talking about an alien conspiracy, there is Project Bluebeam, which is to simulate an alien invasion, but it really is a false flag. You have the 9/11 possibility happening again. But don't you think that the powers that be will save that until they feel they're losing control? Hello, Jim?
Jim's on mute.
Boy, I'll tell you what, we just hit it again. Okay, anyway, we come back from the break. We'll ask Jim that question again and take more of your calls here on The Common Sense Show.
Everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
I just love these technical glitches because that tells me that they're really not so technical, and that means the other side, the powers that be, actually care. I've been trying to talk to my producer during the break without luck. Let's make sure we've got everybody with us. Jim, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, good. That's the thank God for small miracles. And Annie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here too. We've just been chit-chatting offline.
If Jim Mars is on the show, you know we're going to be messed with. And Jim, I have no idea what that noise was, and then you were gone temporarily. And as we went into the break, I was raising the question of whether or not you believe that the powers that be will reserve a false flag attack on the American people until they feel they're losing control over the populace.
Yes, I think that that would be one of their next to last ace in the holes. The last ace in the hole card would be as Ronald Reagan said before the United Nations, a threat from space. And that too could be a false flag operation because, Dave, you know as well as I do that there's exotic technology out there that they could unroll and most people would go, whoa, look at that. And, you know, it must be Armageddon or the aliens are here.
Well, Jim, I know full good and well, and I know it from firsthand sources that are very close to me, that there is a, alternative secret space program capable of such technological feats that it would convince most of the people on this planet that we were indeed being invaded by an extraterrestrial force when, in fact, it would really be our own.
Exactly.
And certainly the legend of Project Bluebeam is proof that the powers that be have already thought along those lines.
Well, I think they've not only thought along those lines, but personally I think they've already used something along those lines. When on the 9/11 attacks, I was trying to tell people that because of various things, the idea that all of the transponders on those four aircraft went off at the same time, the fact that they were able to exceed their design limits, told me that they had been captured electronically and their onboard computers taken over, and they were being flown by remote control. And, of course, that sounded like absolute insanity back then. Why, I can't wait. What are you talking about? Now, they, you know, everybody knows we got these drones that are flying over Afghanistan and over Iraq and can do all kinds of things. In fact, actually, they took a Boeing 737 in the summer of 2001, just a couple of months before 9/11, and it lifted off from Edwards Air Force Base, flew to Australia, flew 12 missions, and flew back home all the time with nobody on board. They controlled it remotely. So we had the technology, but nobody knew about it. And so it's the same thing today. They have technology that we just haven't been told about.
Exactly. Annie, you reported on drones and going to be deployed in our national park system.
Oh, yeah. They're taking over the parks. You better visit them while you can, folks.
Yep.
Jim, you know, along those lines, I've been getting a lot of reports, and so has Annie, and we've reported on this on the show, that the government seems intent on closing up abandoned mines, which might not be a bad idea, but they're also closing in caves and preventing spelunkers on federal land from entering caves that they have been exploring for years. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have, and my question is, what is that all about? You know, what do they think they might run into down there that they don't want us knowing about?
Or would they want to prevent us from having a safe haven to escape what could be coming and not emerge from the underground bunkers like the elite will?
That's true. I mean, after all, they make no bones about the fact that they want to cull the human population. They want it cut down.
500 million. Okay, with that, let's go out to Marty in California. Thanks for your patience. You're on with Jim Mars. Hello, Marty.
I listened to your show a couple of weeks ago, Dave Hodges, and a couple people called in, you know, talking about Jewish influence and that, and you really straightened them out. And then tonight, but I am, I have to say, I'm a fan also of Carolyn Yeager and Michael Collins Piper. And Carolyn Yeager is going to be a guest on Deanna Spinola on Thursday, in case anyone wants to listen to it next week, this coming up week here.
Okay, thanks for the promo.
But I wanted to ask, you know, Carolyn Yeager and Michael Collins Piper all both kind of point to, when they say, when you look at Washington, Wall Street, the media, Hollywood, you see a really large undue kind of Jewish influence. But when I'm listening to you guys, I'm hearing, you know, Nazis, Fourth Reich, remote viewing, aliens from other planets. Now, Yeager and Collins, Michael Collins Piper, have both characterized Jim Mars basically as a quack. I'm just wondering how you guys would respond to that.
Well, I think his works and what he has predicted and projected and uncovered, I think his work speaks for himself, but Jim doesn't need me to defend him.
No, well, first off, I don't ask anybody to believe me, unlike others. I just simply present information and then let you decide what you think is real and what's not real. I didn't invent the Sumerian tablets. They were written down, 8,000 years ago, several thousand years before the Bible was ever written down. I didn't invent all these anomalies around the world that show that there's something going on. And I haven't, certainly, I'm not the one that's posted thousands of UFO videos on YouTube and other places, and I'm certainly not going around the world doing all this. I'm simply reporting all of this. And
Jim, we're just asking, what the heck is it and what's it all about? And
exactly.
We're just trying to make sense of all of it. I don't think it means that we've lost our mind. I'm one of several hundred thousand people in Phoenix that saw the Phoenix lights. I was outside in my driveway shooting baskets, and I saw this craft just moving. It was huge, and it was so slow. And I know that to maintain flight, you got to go 200 miles an hour unless you're descending.
Right.
And I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying, this isn't part of our known technology. But I don't know what the heck it is. I don't know that anybody does for sure, unless they've got access to material that you and I don't.
Right.
Let's go to Leo. Let me quickly add that.
If you don't believe, if you don't think that there's something going on, and you haven't studied the issue, then it's very easy to dismiss anyone who talks about UFOs as a quack or a nut or whatever, okay? But let me tell you something. If you dismiss UFOs, you will never truly understand what's happening in this world today because you are throwing out a big piece of the puzzle.
Well, we're also, if we would do that, we'd be throwing out a big piece of the technology, regardless of where it comes from.
That's true.
And that technology could be used to enslave us, whether it be terrestrial or extraterrestrial. I want to know what the heck's flying up there that can do things that are supposed to be beyond our known physics. With that, let's go to Leo from Massachusetts. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
A couple of calls back, this guy was talking about the whole Islamic boogeyman thing. I think that the these artificial people that they're setting up, that we're getting set up by all these fake calls coming in. But that's another whole issue. I'm more interested in the underground bases. And by my estimation, I think that what's happening is that this network has a few portals where things are trucked in officially. But I think the rest of the portals where they come up are at the FEMA camps. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, let's ask Jim. What do you think, Jim?
Hello?
Looks like we lost Jim for a minute. Look, it makes sense to me. I don't have any information to that effect, and hopefully we have Jim back. Jim, are you with us?
Hello? Are you there?
I'm here, Jim. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard all of that. I don't know why you can't hear me. I haven't done anything. Anyway, it only makes sense that you would want to control portal points, okay, or critical points, and so what better way than to, you know, classify them, make them into a government, facility, put wire all around it, and put signs up saying, you know, you can't come here, and you keep it all secret. That's not what government's supposed to be anyway. Listen, folks, think about it. Government's there. Well, Dave said it earlier in the program. Government is there to regulate the money and provide for the common defense. That's the only two responsibilities given to our government by our Constitution. Everything else is they've added it to themselves, okay?
Can I expand the scenario?
Sure.
I figured out that it's not going to be a regular nuclear war. This would be a setup where you have to use a neutron bomb to get rid of people.
Right.
And that's why they want to be underground away from it. And
right.
As far as the little attack recently on Gaddafi, he did a very embarrassing thing at the UN, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He called out the 9/11 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a no-no. You got to go.
Yeah, same thing with Bhutto in Pakistan. Just a couple of weeks after she, in a international interview, said that Osama bin Laden had been dead for years, she's assassinated. You don't talk about those things.
No, you don't. And, a book that really addressed that well at one time was John Coleman's book called The Committee of 300,
mm-hmm.
where he tied together a lot of these assassinations when people got a little bit too public. Okay, we've got a full board of calls, and we've got a scoop, but thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. And by the way, Jim, I just got an email from a listener saying that previous caller that tried to throw you on the junk heap, he calls in with different names, different voices to other shows, and so you've been exposed. We've got you for what you are anyway. Moving on, let's go to Roger in Indiana. Hi, Roger. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the Common Sense Show. Go ahead.
I have one real question, and I don't want to hop off the subject because my comment is about the UFO or the, you know, Project Bluebeam, stuff like that. But it's going to throw it off for a second, and we'll get back on subject. Is what is it going to take, you know, for us as the states to get our National Guard back in the state so we can be well protected and I mean, I predicted in 95 that they would be creating some kind of a war to get our armies out of the country, but I didn't realize our National Guard was going to go too. And they really, I mean, they're going to go after our guns, of course, and everything else, but what can we do to get our National Guard back in the state? I mean, is there anything we can do? I mean, besides educate the American people that choose to not, you know, be...
Okay, let's let Jim answer. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, we collectively, meaning Americans, could do something, you know, but we're gonna have to fire Congress, get rid of all those bozos that are up there, you know, just at the lobbyist trough and taking money from all the corporations that are making money hand over fist in Iraq and Afghanistan, the oil and gas guys, you know, and then... what we need to do is say, okay, you know, we really are in favor of supporting our troops and protecting our troops, and therefore we're going to call them back. And we're going to bring them back here to do the one mission of the U.S. military, which is to defend the country, okay? This is not Vietnam. We were told in Vietnam you had to go fight 9,000 miles away because of the domino theory. If we didn't fight them there, they'd be on the West Coast. Well, that turned out to be a load of horse pucky. And this whole thing today about, oh, we're defending the country by putting down these poor rabble people in Afghanistan. That's, come on, folks, use your head. It's just not there, okay? We've got to protect our troops. Listen, I served in the U.S. Army, and I had a top secret security clearance, and I understand how all this works, okay? And there are some secrets we need to keep, but not that many. And there are some battles that we need to fight, but not... there and not now.
Well, Jim, if you're going to usher in a police state, though, you need lots of secrets.
And you also have to get rid of the armed and trained people who would defend your country.
And take away their guns. You just ask Hitler, Stalin, and Mao if gun control works.
Right. In fact, nobody studies history, but if you'll go and check, you'll find out that when Hitler invaded Poland, you know, they were still suffering under the old terms Treaty of Versailles. They did not have a very large standing army, so he called out the reserves. They used the reserves, okay? We're fighting with our reserves right now. Well, excuse me, they're supposed to be reserves. You reserve them for a time when you
really
need them.
In the state themselves.
That's a good point. Roger, we've got to move along. I want to try to squeeze in one or two more calls. Thanks so much for your call. Let's go to another Roger in Kentucky. Hi, Roger. You're on the Common Sense Show.
I can solve one of your problems, the alleged missile contrail, and the problems you're having with your communications are caused by Venus reflecting off of ocean swamp gas.
Very good, Roger.
Right.
I wish it was that. Do you think that's the same Venus swamp gas that fired about 8 shots over my house and I was interviewing the same gentleman in July of 2009?
Yeah, that was exploding swamp gas.
Okay, all right. Thank you for straightening that out. Okay, Roger, we're up against the break, so you got to be quick.
I wanted to ask Jim if he's aware of the Meteo France, which is the equivalent of the National Weather Center for France, producing a worldwide distribution map of the cesium-137 escaping from the Japanese reactor. It includes demarcations of the concentrations of the radiation. Cesium-137 has a 30-year half-life, so it'll be around for a while.
Yep.
Have you seen that?
No, I have not seen that map, but I am aware... I am trying to keep up. It's not easy when I, you know, checking with the American media. But I have been trying to keep up with the status of those reactors and the efforts that are being made to contain them.
But,
I'll send you a link to
that information is going to be so closely guarded because of the sensitive nature of what's going on there that certainly disinformation is going to go through unexamined.
Yeah.
Well, they're refusing to give information to Congress even about the radiation levels on the West Coast. So I thought this was particularly interesting since it came out of France.
Just keep in mind that we're trusting to find out about all this from the same government that told us the air quality in Manhattan was okay after 9/11. And now there's 900 first responders who are already dead and others of them on the way out.
Thanks for the good work. I'll let you get on to somebody else.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks so much for your call. Jim, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think the only thing we can take from the mainstream media, and this is what I like to tell my wife, I subscribe to our local paper. It's controlled. It's owned by Gannett. But the reason that I read this paper is, as I tell my wife, it lets me know what the enemy is up to.
Well, Dave, my rule of thumb is I never believe anything is true until the government denies it.
Well, it seems like Annie has a favorite saying she likes to throw out when we do our half-hour news segment, and it's like, what aren't they lying to us about now?
Right. Unfortunately. And, you know, I mean, I come from the mainstream media. That's my background. I worked in mainstream media for, you know, years and years and years. And it really demoralizes me and makes me ashamed of my profession when I see obvious things going on that just can't be right.
Okay,
for example,
Jim, let's hold it there. We're going to slide into our last break, and we come out of it. We're going to tell everyone how to get a copy of your books and how they can visit your website. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll recap this interview with Jim Mars after a word from our sponsors.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I just want to mention to everybody that if you're ever away from your favorite radio station, and you can still catch us live on the net on our live streaming at www.republicofbroadcasting.org. And then when you get to the main page, click the Listen Live button, and we still have those RBN business cards available, And if you act now, you can still get the Aaron Russo from Freedom to Fascism video, and you can get yours by sending a check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or make it easy on yourself and call 1-800-724-2719 Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. And, of course, tonight's broadcast will soon be up on the archives, and you're not going to want to miss that. And for a mere $1.33 a month, you'll have 24/7 access to all the good programming we have here in RBN. Well, our special guest this evening joining Annie and I has been Jim Mars, and we've covered a variety of topics. And I'm sure that a lot of you are going to want to know more about what Jim has to say and what he thinks. So, Jim, tell everyone how they can visit your website and get a copy of your books.
Well, interestingly enough, it's jimmars.com. That's Jim, M-A-R-R-S, two R's and Mars, .com. And my books are available at any bookstore or on Amazon, or you can order them off my website. And my books are have all come from major publishers. They've been legally vetted, so you can, you know, if you can argue with my conclusions, but the facts and information are all there.
No, Jim, one of the things that I respect about you so much is one of the first books I really delved into, and I had read other things you had written, but I really delved into your secret society book, and it was so well documented, and it was so easy to check out your source material that I don't know how anyone could accuse you of not knowing what you're talking about. And I agree, they can disagree with your conclusions and you're connecting the dots, but they can't disagree with the facts that you present in your books.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, and as I often try to explain, I don't believe that is not a valid argument. You know, that's just your belief. And then everybody's entitled to their belief. But I often tell people if there's something that I've written or something I've said that is factually incorrect, I'm the first one who wants to know. And I'm a big enough man to say, hey, I was wrong about that, okay? But I pretty much double-check my facts, and I'm very seldom wrong.
Well, Jim, you're probably the same mindset as Annie and I. In fact, I know you are. We wished we were wrong about the things that we feel compelled to report on.
I'm with you. I wish I was wrong, too. I'd be perfectly happy to find out that, hey, everything's really okay, and the Supreme Court is there for justice, and the president is there to protect us and would never lie to us. And I'd love to believe all that, but the facts say otherwise, don't they, Dave?
Well, they sure do, and we have become, at our governmental level, at the federal level, a corrupt criminal enterprise. I mean, where else could you see a nation lose, in quotes, over $3 trillion, and we just kind of roll over, pull the covers over our head, and said, oh, well.
No, worse than that, we bail them out. We give them more money.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for doing that. Here's some more money. It's this simple, folks. Think about it. The United States of America is still a very rich country. We're rich in natural resources. We got, hey, half the oil wells in Texas are capped. We got gas. We got oil. We got minerals. We got everything. And we have a workforce that's ready and willing to work. Why should we be an economic problem? It's there because, I submit to you, somebody somewhere wants it that way.
Exactly. Jim, and we need voices like yours from out in the wilderness of Texas to tell us what's what. Jim, thanks so much for joining us here on the Common Sense Show, and we'll look forward to your next appearance.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Mars. Annie, real quickly here, we just got a moment to tell everyone they're not going to want to miss next week. We're going to have Patrick Wood on, and he's going to talk about global technocracy, the control of every electronic device in your house. So anyway, Annie, good job handling a difficult topic, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Go out and have a great week. God bless everybody.
The next